Good morning. Spanish authorities plan to keep an eye on vehicle rental and accommodation websites such as Airbnb in the aftermath of the twin attacks by jihadists in Catalonia last August. Authorities will keep more detailed records of people booking temporary accommodation at hotel and short-term rental sites. The same measures will be applied to vehicle rental company websites. In only 11 months, the tourism sector has registered its best figures yet. According to the National Institute of Statistics, figures from January to November this year stand at 77.8 million foreign visitors, up from 75.6 million in the whole of 2016. And that number is likely to rise above 80 million by the end of the year. The estimate represents an increase of 5 million tourists since 2016, and that despite Catalonia's tourism activity being down as a result of the region's political instability in October and November. So far this year, 18 million Brits have chosen Spain as their holiday destination, up 7% on the same period in 2016. In second place, German tourists, up 6.1%, followed by the French. A British mother is suing Thomas Cook after spending thousands of euros on doctors to treat her daughter, who contracted Lyme disease. Gemma Moran alleges her 8-year-old daughter caught the lifelong disease after she was bitten by ticks while staying in Mallorca. Despite taking out holiday insurance, more money was spent on antibiotics after Spanish doctors confirmed the disease from its bullseye bite marks. A spokesman for Thomas Cook said they hadn't had any other similar cases reported. Residents of 60 homes on Mallorca that were evacuated due to a forest fire have returned to their homes, but the fire continues to rage as high winds fanned the flames yesterday. The fire broke out on Wednesday night, but due to high winds, the deployment of a helicopter was delayed. So far, over 75 hectares of woodland have been burnt. And the Spanish tax agency is to spend €474,000 to contract a private company to supply drones capable of transmitting videos in a bid to police tobacco smuggling. One drone will be operated over a town which borders Andorra, and the other will be located in La Linea at the border with Gibraltar. Each drone will be equipped with vehicle and face recognition software and will be able to follow targets once sighted, with officers likely to be able to pursue suspects in unmarked vehicles. As drones are illegal in Gibraltar and due to the close proximity to the airfield, customs and tax officers will have to be well trained so as not to cause danger to arriving or departing aircraft. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.